Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A busy, busy hour coming up. Kayleigh McEnany, she is the press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect, is going to join us. She's coming to Vegas later in the week for the big CAG rally on Friday, and we'll get a chance to hear from her as to what to expect when the president comes out to Vegas. My understanding is he's coming to Vegas today. And then he's going to be slipping out to go to Colorado Springs and go to Arizona. But he'll come back every night to Vegas. And I love that. Trump Tower, nothing better. One of these nights, I got to stay at Trump Tower. That would be so much fun. Joining us now, a friend and a guy that knows where all the bones are buried. He is the communications director for NPRI. He is Michael Shouse. And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report, brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and my friend Rico Aller at Carson Insulation in Mound House, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East. Michael Shouse, good morning. We are at Ground Zero. The circus is in town. It's so exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. Aren't we just thrilled? We're going to be swamped by, a bunch of Bernie Sanders supporters. We're going to have Mike Bloomberg here.
Bernie Bros.
Yeah, Bernie Bros. And then Mikey Bloomberg apparently is going to show up, so that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's for those of you that don't know, maybe you've been away from your radio or your smartphone. Michael Bloomberg. Don't call him Michael.
Now it's Mike.
He's Mike.
Or Bloomie, if you're really nice with him.
Next, they're going to start calling him Mikey. To make him more relatable to small people. But he's going to be on the stage tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, you still won't be able to vote for him if you live here, by the way. But that's okay. Honestly, why would you?
I like that, though. Mikey Bloomberg, he will appeal to everybody. It's like a mass appeal sort of thing. We're going to change his name from Michael to Mike to Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey. That could be his logo. Mikey. Just Mikey. Mikey
likes everything.
Yeah, except for guns, high-capacity sodas, tobacco, all the fun things in life.
So what's it going to mean having Michael Bloomberg, Mike or Mikey, depending on what you want to call him, what does this mean, and what do you expect?
Well, I'm not sure that I expect a whole lot of fireworks. I mean, I think everybody's going to take aim at him, and Sanders is obviously going to be in the crosshairs.
The guy, by the way, did you see where the guy is polling like at 19%?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Now, right now, you've
advertising, just as a guy, let me just get the plug in, okay? As a guy that sells political ads, Okay, we get ad buys from various campaigns. I'm urging the Bloomberg folks to get on board and join us here on Live and Local Now. If you are a candidate, you got $417 million to spend. You think maybe you'd have over the next few days, I don't know, 10, 20 grand you could just drop on this radio show? Call me. Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Thank you for allowing me to get that plug in. Our rates are very agreeable, and all we ask is cash up front.
And I'll tell you what, if he's going to spend $2 billion to get the presidency, I will start purchasing ads on his behalf if he starts sending me checks.
See, there you go.
I'm very excited about it.
There you go. Is there something you'd like to ask Mikey Bloomberg?
Yeah, I'd like to ask him what exactly he thinks his draw is right now. I mean, you see, it's kind of fun watching the media right now because for a long time they all seem to be very, very directly in Elizabeth Warren's camp. And lately it seems like they're kind of not talking about her as much and moving more and more towards
Bloomberg. She's not polling. She's collapsed.
And here's the reason why they're all moving towards Bloomberg now, I think. They see Bloomberg as being electable. Like, that's honestly his only draw right now. He's not standing
up for
Does
it matter
what
he believes?
I don't think so. They just think he might be able to beat Trump. Now, that's fine, I guess. Electability is a great aspect to have so long
but
as you actually
only?
Have
it. Is it the only thing?
And that's the problem. If he loses that, if that goes away, if let's say that he has a very poor performance on the debate stage tomorrow night, let's say that when people finally can vote for him, they don't show up and vote for him. All of a sudden, it won't matter how much money he spends. He's going to be gone because the only thing he has going for him right now is the argument of electability. If that goes away, there's nothing left. And that's honestly the problem that Joe Biden had. When Joe Biden, you know, when the whole 200,000 Democrats joined the race in the very beginning, everybody was focused on Joe Biden and they all called him the most electable. As soon as he lost Iowa, as soon as he had some bad performance, what happened? Now people are starting to write him off. That's because that was the only thing that he had going for him. And Mike Bloomberg might find himself, if his millions of dollars don't help him actually get support, he might find himself in exactly the same situation.
Now, here's the deal, though. I've been told by people that know that in order to compete, not just be an also-ran, but to actually compete on Super Tuesday, you are going to need upwards of $150 million. None of these folks have it. Tulsi Gabbard doesn't have it.
No, she doesn't. Now, that doesn't surprise me. When you've got that many people in a race, especially that early in the race, it's going to be hard for a couple of candidates to really, you know, bring all this money to the front. Now, it might turn out that Bloomberg spending a ton of money is actually going to work for him. But before everybody freaks out about how much money is being spent in the Democrat race, I just want to put things into perspective. The amount of money that we spend on political ads is less than the amount of money we spend advertising breakfast cereal in this nation. Okay, so
where'd you come up with that?
It's an actual fact. Yeah, Competitive Enterprise Institute actually talks about this. If you put it in perspective of how much we spend advertising other things in our life, really, we don't spend that much on politics. What you're seeing and what is the worrisome thing here is, all right, Mike Bloomberg's going to come out, spend, let's say, $2 billion by the time it's all said and done. Did that make the difference, or do people actually, would they be getting behind a Mike Bloomberg candidate if he didn't have that money?
Do you worry? See, here's what I worry about, and Tucker Carlson talked about it a little bit last night on Fox News Channel. This idea that you can convince Americans to do anything if the message is right. I mean, this is one of the tenets of what I do when we go out, when Andrew Paul and myself go out and we sell advertising. We say we can move the needle. We can urge people to do such and such. And basically it comes down to, can Americans be convinced to vote for anybody if the message is right and the messenger is right, and you spend $400 million? I mean, he's up double digits. He's at 19% in one of these polls.
Yeah, well, there are really two answers to that. One is potentially, yes. I mean, messaging, how you say something is so terribly important. I mean, that is That is vital. You can have the best ideas in the world. They will go absolutely nowhere if you don't have a good message, and vice versa. You can have the most horrible idea in the world, for example, socialism, and you can gain a lot of support if you've got the right message. So messaging how you say it is important. Now, also, obviously, you have to get that message in front of people's eyes. That costs money. So money does have an impact. Now, that being said, this is the reason that you should have a smaller government. Okay, because if we had the government that we are supposed to have, if we had the government that was created in the Constitution, it wouldn't matter if it was Mikey Bloomberg, Donald Trump, or Mickey Mouse who was president of the United States. It would really not impact your day-to-day life. And so that's where we are now. That's the reason why reeling back the power of government is so important, because politics is a stupid, stupid theatrical sport, and people will vote for really silly things. So we should be giving those silly politicians less power to control our lives. And that's what it boils down to.
Here is why I fear Mikey Bloomberg. Because if he does win the nomination, and how they could do it with a straight face, I don't know. I mean, these same people that rail against Citizens United and are always saying, we got to take the money out of politics, blah, blah, blah. We need a government subsidy for elections and take private money out of it. I can just see if he does get the nomination, this whole notion, all of a sudden you'll see cropping up Republicans for Bloomberg. And because there are enough deep state Republicans that would probably do that. Now, it's not going to change the mind of the 63 million people that voted for him. Or the African Americans who are now on his side, or the Hispanic Americans who are on his side and willing to vote for Trump. So this might be a race, but the fact is, are Americans that dumb that they would just vote for Mikey Bloomberg?
Here's my bigger worry. You look at Mike Bloomberg's history, you look at some of the just absurd things that he has said, some of the absurd policies he has backed, stop and frisk, for example. Whatever African-American support Mike Bloomberg has right now is going to really diminish when people start talking about his time as mayor of New York City. So he might not, again, I don't really think he's electable, but he's right now convinced a lot of Democrats that he is. My big fear of Mike Bloomberg is that he's going to get the nomination, and then you're going to see a bunch of Republicans say, oh, we need to take money out of politics. And all of a sudden, they're going to adopt the same talking points that Democrats have pushed a lot in the past, saying, oh, we need to start controlling how much people spend on political advertising, how much they can donate to their campaign. And that's a really, really, really dangerous road. I don't even like the campaign finance laws we currently have, because your money should be spent however you, Kevin Wall, wants to spend your money. And if that's on a candidate, if that's running yourself, if that's going out there and convincing people on some absurd policy, however you want to spend your money, that's your free speech and your private property. So I'm worried that Mike Bloomberg's going to scare a lot of Republicans into calling for government action on that type of speech.
More coming up. Michael Shouse from Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, by Rico Waller, my buddy at Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House, and by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. A break, and then more with Michael Shouse as we continue live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Don't forget this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association, our good friends there, and my buddy Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East in Mound House. Thank you so much for your support of NPRI. Michael Schaus, the communications director for NPRI, with us. How do you see this thing playing out? And his numbers have skyrocketed. The guy I feel bad for is the billionaire that can't even get a sniff of this thing. And that's Tom Steyer. He's been spending money like crazy here in Nevada, in California, and now nationwide. And the guy just isn't moving the needle, so to speak, although he had some good polling here in Nevada a couple of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Steyer is an interesting guy. I mean, I've been following Steyer for a long time simply because I come from Colorado, and he was one of the main ones that orchestrated that blue wave in Colorado. Yep. That turned the state blue. So the guy's been giving a lot of money to political causes for a long time, and he's always, we always knew in the back of our mind that one day he'd run for president. Right now, the poor guy probably is just sitting there, so sad, feeling kind of lonely and upstage by, you know, little Mikey Bloomberg. It's interesting to watch. And I think it goes to show that money alone does not win you that much support, because
but now wait a minute, because it's one the Demorats, not one but two billionaire positions on that stage tomorrow night.
Sure.
Two of them are billionaires.
But do you really think Tom Steyer is going to walk away with the nomination?
No.
Not at all. I mean, the guy he's slipping right now, and that's because
there's another billionaire that people like better.
Yeah. Yeah, you
The
yes.
billionaire vote, is going to go to Bloomberg, right?
Yeah, I mean, Bloomberg's main bank here, and you know, his selling position to Democrats is, hey, look, I'm going to get some of those moderate Republicans on board, and we're going to be able to take down Trump. And that's the only thing that he has that Democrats like right now. You know, the social justice warriors don't like his old policies. The more liberal wing doesn't like the fact that he's a self-described capitalist. I mean, a lot of the Democrat Party does not like Michael Bloomberg right now. They just think he might be electable. Again, if that goes away, he's toast.
And do you realize though that you know the word is that Democrats don't like Bernie. They don't like
the DNC
Mikey.
Doesn't like Bernie.
Okay,
you know, you've got a huge groundswell of far left folks, just average folks who do like Bernie, and that's actually one of the really scary things from somebody who's not in the Democrat Party watching it. If Bernie Sanders gets the nomination, I think that's a really sad narrative as to where we are culturally, especially with the Democrat Party, because that tells me that you've got enough people who really think socialism is a good thing, and that tells me that we've lost a messaging war for an entire generation.
In our final couple of minutes, you've got a major event coming in Reno later this month. It's a very unique kind of event. Tell us what it's about.
Yeah, we were invited to come up to Reno and talk about not just some of the free market policies that we like. We're going to be talking school choice and the CCEA tax increase and a few things like that. But beyond that, we really want to talk about how you build support for free market ideas, because the idea of liberty, the idea of individualism, the idea of freedom, it's kind of a hard thing to explain to people. So it's mostly a messaging course. We're going to be talking about how you describe some of these core concepts. And it's going to be on the 29th. It's up in the Washoe GOP, actually, is the one that invited us up there. So it's going to be at their headquarters. It's going to be a really good event.
And is this open to the public?
It is open to the public. I will ask you to go to npri.org and send me an email. You can find me right there on npri.org, and I'll connect you to the GOP. We'll give you all the details as to how to RSVP, or you can just show up.
Just show up at the door.
Washoe GOP headquarters.
And it's a free event, right?
Exactly. Free event, and 29th, so Saturday, last Saturday in February.
I can't wait. Thank you, my friend. It's always good.
Yeah, good to be here.
That's Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. And he's brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, by Rico Aller and Carson Insulation, and by my friend Jim Marsh at Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. I'm Kevin Wall. Coming up, Kayleigh McEnany, Press Secretary for the 2020 Trump reelection bid. Yeah, that's all coming up live and local now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street, Apple taking a big bite out of the market today. Stocks are lower in afternoon trading after the Dow component said it would fail to meet its revenue forecast for the current quarter due to the impact of the coronavirus in China. Among the laggards today, financials and energy companies, which are falling along with the price of oil. And HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, will cut some 35,000 jobs. The move is one of the biggest changes in years for the bank, which is based in London but makes most of its money in Asia. HSBC says it plans to revamp its U.S. U.S. and European business and shed $100 billion in assets. And asset manager Franklin Resources, which also goes by the name of Franklin Templeton, is buying rival Legg Mason for $4.5 billion, creating a business with a combined $1.5 trillion in assets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathleen Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A former owner of the San Francisco 49ers gets a presidential pardon.
Today, President Donald John Trump signed an executive order of clemency, granting a full pardon to Edward DeBartolo Jr.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley at the White House with retired football stars who played for DeBartolo. He pleaded guilty in 1998 of having paid Louisiana's governor $400,000 for a riverboat gambling license. He didn't serve time, but he paid a $1 million fine, was suspended a year by the NFL, and ceded control of the team. Mike Bloomberg qualifies for a Democrats presidential debate tomorrow in Las Vegas. He's second in a new national poll behind Bernie Sanders. President Trump weighing in on Bloomberg's rise in the race.
This was the president's take, tweeting out, quote, "The crooked DNC is working overtime to take the Democratic nomination away from Bernie again. Watch what happens to the superdelegates in round two. A rigged convention." The prediction from the president this morning.
Fox's Blake Berman. America's listening to Fox News.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Phil Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
We're moving through the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Phil Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Say,
all across the state of Nevada. It's live and local now. By the way, if you missed it, the president has commuted the sentence of former Illinois governor Rod Blagojevich. Yeah. Rod Blagojevich has had his sentence commuted. So I imagine that means he's getting out of jail free. Good for him. He served his time, and now it's time to move on with his life. Good for him. Good for him. And also, did you see Edward DeBartolo got his, I'm not sure if it's a pardon or a commutation. Earlier in the day, we found out about that. This is great. I had a chance earlier today to visit with Kayleigh McEnany. If you don't know, she's been on this show many, many times. She is currently the press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect. She is coming to Vegas with the president coming up on Friday for that CAG rally at the Las Vegas Convention Center. She's also going to be out here for visits to Colorado and Arizona. And I asked Kayleigh earlier today if there was going to be a common thread, a common theme to the president's speeches on this West Coast swing.
Hey, great to join you, Kevin.
So what's going to be behind? Is there a common theme, a common message that's going to be in all three of these different event locations?
You know, I'd never get ahead of the president's remarks, but I can assure you a common theme will be this roaring, robust economy that Obama, by the way, is trying to take credit for right now. Luckily, polling shows that Americans understand the truth, which is President Trump's behind it. All the success we're seeing across the country, out in Las Vegas, in the state of Nevada, and all across the country, the low jobs, the high paychecks, wages growing at the fastest pace for low and middle income Americans, all of that is due to President Trump, and rest assured you'll be hearing a lot about that.
Tonight, a bunch of town halls on CNN with some of the candidates. Then we get to the debate, and we know that Michael Bloomberg, don't call me Michael, call me Mike, is going to be on that debate stage. What do you make of it, and is there a question or two you would like someone to ask Michael Bloomberg?
Oh, there are 3, 4, 5, and 6 questions I'd like for people to ask Michael Bloomberg. Namely, he needs all these headlines that came out this weekend by left-wing news outlets, by the way, like the Washington Post, which goes through the whole history of Michael Bloomberg disparaging and harassing women who worked for him. He needs to be asked about that, telling one employee who was celebrating her pregnancy to, quote, kill it. Was one of the allegations in the piece. So he needs to answer that. He needs to answer for his horrendous comments about Black Americans and Hispanic Americans in the workplace. He also needs to answer for the litany of questions surrounding him buying an election, essentially, and Bernie Sanders, of course, being super anti-billionaire. And here you have this billionaire walking in onto the debate stage, for which he was not qualified for, until the DNC changed the rules. So he has a lot to answer, and that's just a small sliver of what's out there.
Am I missing something, Kayleigh? Or I thought the Democrat Party was the party that wanted to take money out of our political system, and yet we've got Michael Bloomberg, as you say, trying to buy this election. He's already spent, to this date, $417 million. That's almost $500 million.
Yeah, it's incredible the amount that he has spent and how little he has to show for it. I mean, he just hit 19% in national polling. It's amazing. You know, these hundreds of millions of dollars, President Trump never spent anywhere near that, not even a sliver of that. He didn't need to because he had the support of the American people behind him. He had a huge grassroots movement that made him soar to the top of national polling organically, and he stayed at that point as the front runner all throughout the primary and caucus season. So, you know, Mike Bloomberg, he has a lot of billions. He doesn't have a lot of voters. He's trying to purchase them. And while he has gone up a little bit, he has very little to show for those, as you noted, more than $400 million.
Again, Kayleigh McEnany joining as press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. She'll be in Vegas on Friday for the big CAG rally at the Las Vegas Convention Center. I want to ask you, though, Why aren't more Democrats stepping up and criticizing Bloomberg? Because, again, these are the same people that decry Citizens United and we need legislation to overturn the Supreme Court decision. And yet there's every possibility that a guy that's already spent $417 million will be their nominee.
Yeah, because Democrats, the establishment certainly is not principled. They don't, in principle, believe in anti-Citizens United and getting money out of politics. They only believe getting it out when it's not convenient for them. But now that, you know, Wonder Boy Joe Biden is tanking in the polls, although I would not count him out of it. I put a little caveat on all of this to say, Joe Biden could make a huge comeback in Nevada and in South Carolina. But in their minds, they see him falling. And thus they want to lift up Michael Bloomberg as someone who could be in that elite establishment lane to the expense of Bernie Sanders and his grassroots movement that he has created. So it's all about conveniency. It's not about principle. And that's the bottom line as to why you don't see more Democrats out there now decrying money in politics.
I want to ask you about the polling, because the polling to me is interesting. We've got the latest national polling showing Bernie at 31%. We show that Michael Bloomberg has moved to second place in at least one of these polls. What do you make of these national polls coast to coast when nominations are won state by state? Do you put much stock in it at all?
Well, here's where I do put stock in it. When you're kind of trying to gauge the power of a movement like what I described. And, you know, President Trump undeniably had this amazing grassroots upspring of support, and it was evident in the national polling. But you're exactly right to say, you know, elections are won state by state. You have to win Iowa, you have to win Nevada, South Carolina, all of these states, and piece them together. And ultimately, it's the state polling, which is way more indicative, I think, of where the primary is going to go than the national polling, which can give you the gauge on how big a movement is behind someone, but it doesn't give you any gauge on how an individual is going to do state to state. And I think we've seen that with Joe Biden, where he's doing well in national polling, but didn't do well in Iowa, in New Hampshire. But as I said, be on the lookout for Sleepy Joe to make a comeback. He may be napping, but he hasn't quite gone to bed just yet.
So far, there's been a reason for the campaign to take CAG rallies to places where embattled members of Congress are trying to stay alive. I'm curious what the reasoning, and we obviously know why he's coming to Las Vegas. Why is he coming to Colorado and Arizona? I'm curious.
Well, first, you know, of course we want to protect states that we've won, but we also want to make new territory. Nevada is a good example of a place where we can be on offense in. Colorado, a place we could be on offense. So, you know, we've been to Minnesota, we've been to New Mexico, we've been to states that were narrowly lost, but we can win, Minnesota being another one. So we're a campaign that is going to protect the territory we've won and be on offense across the country where we can be. And Nevada is a great example of where we can do that.
I absolutely hate this. At least some of the Democrat presidential wannabes are speaking out against this. This is the Bernie bros, the mean, nasty, vindictive, threatening death threats of the culinary union executives out here in Las Vegas. Can you talk about what that's all about and who are these people? Is this just an extension of Antifa or something different?
Yeah, you know, I don't know whether they're involved with Antifa or where that crossover lies, but the Bernie bros have definitely a certain element that have been threatening, as you say, the culinary union for not giving that endorsement and done so to Trump folks across the country. So there's definitely a real nasty, vicious element in there. But where that crossover lies between Antifa and Bernie bros, who knows? We just know it's a lot of things that need to be denounced.
Has Bernie done enough to denounce them?
That's up to Bernie Sanders, but no, he certainly hasn't. I've never heard him speak out about it, whether he's done it at a rally or somewhere that I haven't heard. It's possible, but, you know, I've certainly never heard him speak out against this, but I think you have to. You've got to stand up against violence. There's no place for that in politics. There's no place for any sort of death threats. We're all civil. We all are united under one flag.
Is there a candidate that scares you among what's left of the field for the Democrats? Is there one candidate? I mean, for instance, for me, Amy Klobuchar is kind of laying in the weeds there. She had a great New Hampshire, but nationally she's not doing all that well. Is there somebody out there, though, that scares you, somebody maybe we haven't even thought of?
No one at all that scares us. You know, we just don't think that anyone can stand up to the president's record of success. I mean, Amy Klobuchar had her minute in the sun there in New Hampshire. It seems as if every candidate has had their minute, or in some cases seconds in the sun, which indicates to me there's a real discontentment with the Democrat field. You have folks, there's a lot of jockeying. Biden's up, and then Bernie's up, and then Klobuchar is making a comeback. But her in particular, I think she's got a lot of problems on her hands. She has more than, I think, a dozen staffers who have come out reporting her abusive behavior, making one staffer go wash out a comb that she ate her salad with in a very bizarre episode that was recounted. So she's got a lot of problems.
Okay, so what happens at the end of the day? Do you see this as a brokered convention situation? I mean, nobody, even Van Jones, he is as far left as they go in the Democrat Party. Even he says, we just haven't found the perfect candidate. We all want to beat Trump, but we haven't found the one candidate that we can all coalesce around. Is what we're going to end up with a brokered convention?
It seems that way, because you've got to get to 50 plus one, a majority, to avoid going to a brokered convention. And what's going to happen is on the first ballot, if no one gets that majority, which I don't think they will. I mean, since you have Bernie who's getting a little bit of support, then Bloomberg, then maybe Biden making a comeback. It doesn't look like anyone's going to get a majority. Then when you go to that second ballot, and at that point, those superdelegates, which are those elites of the Democrat Party, who are not beholden to a vote in a state but can just vote however they so choose, you have these elites coming in on a second ballot who can steal it from Bernie. Even though he might have the most support, doesn't matter if they've rigged it against him. So definitely looks like it could be that way. I just don't see anyone getting 50 plus one from what we've seen out of these two states so far.
Final minute, Kaylee. Why does the DNC seem to have it in for Bernie? They did it once in 2016. It looks like they're getting ready to do this guy in again. What is it about Bernie that so infuriates the rest of the Democrat Party?
Yeah, it is a great question. I think they just personally don't like the guy. I mean, you have Hillary Clinton, who said, you know, no one likes him. I think they're just enraged because he doesn't play by their rules. He doesn't fit into that DC elite, that DNC apparatus, and because he doesn't fit in, and you know, according to Hillary, you know, quote, no one likes Bernie, according to Hillary, they've just completely ousted him and are ready to shun the will of voters because of it.
Kaylee McEnany, she's going to be in Las Vegas over the course of the next couple of days, and I'm just going to tell you, I love it when she's on Fox News Channel, and especially when she goes on CNN or she goes on MSNBC. Because she gives it as good as she gets. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. We'll take a break, then it's your wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call the topics. Bob will be leading us off. Everybody else behind Bob. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at Pipcoa, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It looks like today is a get-out-of-jail-free day at the White House. The president issuing a bunch of commutations and pardons. Rod Blagojevich was serving a 14-year prison sentence. He has had his sentence commuted. By the way, he also pardoned Edward DeBartolo Jr., and former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, who was appointed as New York's top police official by then New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. So a lot of stuff going on today. We're going to try and keep track of all of it. Stay with this station for the very latest. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. The Constitution mandates orders that we be a republic. We haven't been a republic since the Navy and Marines stole Hawaii in 1893. And we need a president who will sign the repatriation order to repatriate every member of the American Armed Forces back onto mainland soil, last two from Hawaii on July 4th, and then for the first time in over 126 years, to restore the American Constitutional Republic right now under the de facto military empire. We have no legal members of the government. They're only legal, the president and the senators. They're only legal, and the judges, under the republic. We're not the republic. So we, the people, are the government. I'm the government. I am the president of the republic in waiting. I'm the only one I know of who is ready to sign the repatriation order and bring all the American troops back onto mainland soil and have the constitutional republic back again.
Well, we'll see if that happens. I'll be honest with you. I don't expect that. I don't expect that anytime soon. No, I really don't. I'm going to give the last word today to Tom Perez. And this is cut five. Well, in fact, I don't have time for that. Whoa, I wish I did. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you hear from Tom Perez. This is cut five. And he is the DNC chair. Was on with Anderson Cooper last night. Not worried about the Iowa-like problems here in Nevada when it comes to the Saturday caucus.
How concerned are you? The volunteers in Nevada are saying, at least some are saying, look, the process is confusing, could be a disaster, according to one of them who talked to Politico.
Well, let's look at what's happened over the last 2 days, Anderson. We had 26,000 people participate in early vote. The first day, over half were first-time caucus goers. We've conducted the Nevada Democratic Party has conducted 1,000 trainings in the run-up. I participated in one of them 3 or 4 months ago. Anyone who has concerns, we will reach out to make sure that everybody is ready. We have more training scheduled for this week in the run-up. We've seen lines, but we've seen lines in 2018 and 2016 in general elections. And the lines are a function of the fact that there's a lot of enthusiasm out there for people to participate. There were 84,000 people who participated in the 2016 caucus, and we're already at 26,000 voters here in 2020. And so our job is to make sure that we create a process that is as low-tech as humanly possible, while still being efficient. We're using paper ballots. That takes longer. When you have first-time caucus goers, and many of them were first-time caucus goers, that takes longer.
That's Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democrat National Committee. And he says he's confident that we won't have... I'm going to be honest with you. I disagree with him. I think this is a huge problem waiting to happen. Nah. Will we find out Saturday afternoon who won the caucus? Will we find out Saturday night? Will we find out Sunday? Will we have to wait till Monday to find out who actually won, who actually got delegates? I mean, they're using paper ballots. But I'm going to tell you something. This scares me to death. And it should you. That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, Chuck Muth, who actually went, re-registered, and voted in the Nevada caucus. Early voting. Oh, this is so cool. Also, a preview of the Demo-Rat debate. And Michael Bloomberg, he's going to be on the stage tomorrow night here in Las Vegas. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.